Nolte, Democrat Liz Cheney campaigns against Arizona GOP. By John Nolte on October 6, 2022. Only NBC would declare it news when a Democrat like Liz Cheney campaigns against two Arizona Republicans. One thing you have to give Liz Moneybags Cheney credit for is knowing exactly how to sell her soul. Step 1, even though you're not, call yourself a Republican. Step 2, trash other Republicans, most especially those Republicans the media hate most, like Donald Trump and Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. Step 3, buy into every fake media narrative. Step 4, never take a position that will lose your newfound status in the fake media. Even if it means saying nothing while children are mutilated, exposed to gay porn, and groomed in the name of transsexual rights. Step 5, take all the money. All of it. Lap it up. Grab, grab, grab. Grasp, grasp, grasp all that money. Look at how the proven liars at NBC pay off Cheney's masquerade as a Republican. Representative Liz Cheney urged voters to reject Arizona's Republican nominees for governor and secretary of state in next month's midterm election, casting them as existential threats to U.S. democracy. If you care about democracy and you care about the survival of our republic, then you need to understand, we all have to understand, that we cannot give people power who have told us that they will not honor elections. Cheney, Republican Wyoming, said Wednesday night at an event at Arizona State University. Carrie Lake, the Republican nominee for governor, and Mark Finchem, the GOP nominee for Secretary of State, have both put denial of the 2020 election results in their state at the forefront of their campaigns, aligning themselves closely with former President Donald Trump and his stolen election lie. Lake has falsely called President Joe Biden an illegitimate president, while Finchem has said that had he been Secretary of State when Biden won Arizona, he would not have certified the 2020 election results. Oh, she's such a hero, now. Imagine if Liz Cheney had the moral courage to speak out against child mutilations and or the massive hoax that is global warming. And look at how the propagandists at NBC News just flat out declare questioning the 2020 presidential election a lie. You know, that same election where numerous swing states violated the Constitution to legalize mail-in voting and numerous drop boxes no one kept an eye on? There are plenty of reasons to question the 2020 election. And where's little Miss Oso Principled Cheney when it comes to Stacey Abrams? Why isn't Cheney in Georgia campaigning against that shameless election denier? Isn't Stacey Abrams, the queen of the universe, a threat to democracy? Or is it only Republicans? How many Democrat polls who denied the 2000, 2004, and 2016 presidential elections are running in 2022? Dozens. Dozens. But who does little Miss Oso Principled Cheney single out? Two Republicans. Why? Because little Miss Oso Principled Cheney isn't principled at all. Instead, she's a money-hungry, fame-addicted, warmongering election loser whose soul is for sale to the highest bidder. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.